Royal Academy of Music in London has had a facelift, nay, a transformation. At least its theatre has. Plus, there's a new 100-seat rooftop recital hall, £30 million worth. All opened this week by Princess Anne, Chancellor of the University of London. It really is beautiful. So, come on a guided tour. We've got the architect Ian Ritchie and the principal of the Royal Academy of Music, Jonathan Freeman Atwood. Who shall, though, give us the first note? Well, why not one of the Academy's very first scholarship students, one Arthur Sullivan.
But before we see the new and improved theatre and the extra space, it's best to start with good manners and meet the principal, Jonathan Freeman Atwood. Very nice of you to have us.
Very nice of you to
have us. So many ghosts here, Jonathan. I mean, just looking in this ground floor, you're surrounded by some of the great musicians of the past.
Yes, and it's sort of encapsulated in this study, really, which has got some most astonishing artefacts and objects, including Mozart's table from Vienna, Wagner's music stand.
A double music stand.
And then there's this amazing picture here of Arthur Sullivan, who was a student here in his Gentleman of the Chapel Royal garb. And he was a student thanks, really, to the benefit concerts that were put on the death of Mendelssohn by Jenny Lind. And he was the first scholar.
Wow.
One of the first sort of outreach scholarships that the Academy offered. This was back in the early 1850s. And then lastly, just by the door here, we have Sir Henry Wood's cabinet, where he kept all his music and where he collected all his scores for the first performances in the Proms over decades. And of course, he was a student here and a professor and head of conducting, one of our great figures.
And thanks, Sir Henry, for the Proms. And there's no point in me rifling the cabinet. I gather you've cleared it out.
No, but when it was cleared out, they found all sorts of things, like La Mer with Debussy's annotations. Daniel Barenboim, who came here a few years ago, couldn't believe that there was a score of Schoenberg's five orchestral pieces, which actually had Schoenberg's annotations as well. He was very excited.
What an extraordinary legacy. But the important thing is the present and the future.
Absolutely.
And we're going to discover that. You do not rest on your laurels. And you've
quite
just
so.
Spent... Is it vulgar to ask how much you spent on
it's
the new
nearly theatre? Nearly 30 million, yeah. And we've got our bicentenary in 2022. And the key then is to really push on and go from strength to strength. So this is the foyer to the new theatre.
Oh, this is the dramatic moment.
This is the dramatic moment.
Let me see. It's a long time to have it in here. Oh, my goodness. It feels familiar and yet incredibly different. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's fantastic.
Well, this man is responsible, Ian Ritchie.
Ian Ritchie, very good to meet you.
And you, sir.
What did he tell you? To make it magnificent and not too different.
No, he said that you've got to produce the most stunning theatre in London, if not in the world, for an Academy, and make sure that the performers on stage feel great and the orchestra in the pit feel good. So we enlarged the pit, redesigned the stage, gave them a fly tower, a new wing, and we increased the capacity of the auditorium by 40%, so over 300 seats. We have designed theatres and opera houses before, but this is the best one we've done.
Well, that's nice to hear. You haven't said that before.
Are you pleased?
Absolutely.
You've tried it. You've tried the acoustic. You've tried everything.
We have.
Nice bright acoustic.
It's wonderful. I mean, I think one of the things is when you look at a theatre as beautiful as this, with its fantastic crystals and its wonderful... I mean, the wood, the cherry, just looks absolutely magnificent. And it's one thing to have a glorious, aesthetically glorious-looking theatre. It's another then to hear it in rehearsal and find out that it sounds magnificent. But the real test was on the first night, where you've actually got an audience there and you've got people actually doing it for real. And that really was a very defining moment. Mm. And I have to say, that was when I leapt for joy.
It's great night.
always remember Colin Davis conducting Mozart here and coming in and looking forlornly at the brown carpet on the walls and saying, how on earth can we reconcile this with John being John Copley's opulent vision of Sarastro's palace? Of course, being Colin Davis, he rose to every challenge and made it a very memorable. But this just gives us a head start, I think.
Goodbye, brown carpet. Hello. A wonderful new world. Colin Davis, wherever you are on Cloud Nine, I hope you're pleased.
I'm sure he would be.
Well, I remember vaguely this space because it's the same footprint, but it was dull. And now this is exciting. This wood speaks the smell, just the feel of it. This is professional. It's somewhere you want to be. It's a total delight.
But when it came to the colour and the balance of colour and warmth, it's almost back to Matcham and red. However, the red is a very, very particular one because it's Liverpool Football Club red. Yeah. Jonathan and I are both mad supporters. He's actually slightly more nerdy than I am.
I'm afraid that's true.
Can I sit in one, please? Just to test it, Ian. Supportive, very comfortable.
You could actually have that seat in your name, if you like.
Oh, how very kind of you. Excuse me while I find my old-fashioned checkbook. I think this is going to last, isn't it?
I think it is. And to state the blindingly obvious, one of the things with new health and safety legislation became very clear was there were certain operas that we would not have been able to perform here had we not radically changed the theatre. And I always remember Sir Charles Mackerras doing Cunning Little Vixen here, and we had to have the percussion out in the corridor just because they wouldn't fit. And it was an absolute dog's dinner. And now we can do things like La Bohème, we can do all sorts of repertoire that was previously kind of eroded from our repertoire list because of the fact that the theatre was just too small and no longer fit for purpose.
What did you choose for the grand opening? You actually chose something that's contemporary rather than a piece from the past.
It's amazing. It's you could call it a kind of period piece. It's 20 years old, I think, this year. But we chose Flight. It's a wonderful opportunity to show the full ensemble off in its full glory. And we wanted to show the theatre off, but also to give students a chance to get a feel for the theatre, for the technology, for the fly, for flying sets, everything. Just a real tester for all of us.
Jonathan, you've got an extra space, haven't you?
We do indeed. It was really a...
The maid's room.
It's not the maid's room. It's the jewel in the diadem. And it's this wonderful hall that we built on top of the theatre, which came about because Ian said to me, what do you really want? And I said, I want an absolutely beautiful recital hall, which also doubles up as a world-class recording studio. And he said, OK, let's do it.
Oh, simple then. Where is it?
It's just above. I'll show you where it is.
And here is the space in the sky, manufactured out of nothing, again, rippling wood, very pale this time, full of light and sort of an echo of the 18th century and a little sort of oculus in the middle. It's fabulous.
Absolutely. It's absolutely wonderful. It really was the space that really felt like sort of icing on the cake.
It's lovely. Well done, Ian. I love it. I love the surprise of coming out of this venerable building and into this... little, I was going to say bolt-on, that's not right, new inventive space.
I think you're nearer to God on the top of the building.
This room opened before the theatre, so we had a chance to test it out before, and we had Pierre-Laurent Aymard here rehearsing Beethoven's second piano concerto, and that showed that you could put an orchestra in here and a piano of that size, and it could take it, which was incredibly encouraging. Thank you.
Pierre Laurent Aymar with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe and Nicholas Arnoncourt, and just the ending of the Rondo from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat by Beethoven, which tested that great little place in the sky in the Royal Academy of Music. You can hear all of that concerto, by the way, with Martin Roske at the BBC Philharmonic, if you listen again from this afternoon, for what came from Manchester. And the final performances of Flight by Jonathan Dove at the Royal Academy of Music, which opens their glorious new theatre, are tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock and tomorrow evening at 7. My thanks to the principal of the Royal Academy, Jonathan Freeman Atwood, and Ian Ritchie, the architect, and long may it continue to serve new generations of students. It is terrific.